Isaiah, chapter 66. Thus says Yahweh, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool, what manner of house will you build to me? And what place will be my rest? For all these things my hand has made, and so all these things had come to be, says Yahweh, but to this man I will look, even to him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. He who kills an ox is as he who slays a man, he who sacrifices a lamb, as he who breaks a dog's neck, he who offers an oblation, as he who offers swine's blood, he who burns frankincense, as he who blesses an idol. Yes, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their detestable things. I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears on them, because when I called, none answered, when I spoke, they did not hear, but they did that which was evil in my eyes, and chose that in which I did not delight. Hear the word of Yahweh, you who tremble at his word, your brothers who hate you, who cast you out for my name's sake, have said, let Yahweh be glorious, that we may see your joy, but it is they who will be put to shame. A voice of tumult from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of Yahweh who renders recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth, before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Will a land be born in one day? Will a nation be brought forth at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her sons. Will I bring to the birth, and not cause to bring forth, says Yahweh, will I who cause to bring forth shut the womb, says your God, rejoice with Jerusalem, and be glad for her, all you who love her, rejoice for joy with her, all you who mourn over her. That you may be nursed and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, that you may milk out, and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus says Yahweh, look, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream, and you will be nursed and be borne on the side, and will be cuddled on the knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem. And you will see it, and your heart will rejoice, and your bones will flourish like the tender grass, and the hand of Yahweh will be known toward his slaves, and he will have indignation against his enemies. For, look, Yahweh will come with fire, and his chariots will be like the whirlwind, to render his anger with fierceness, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire Yahweh will execute judgment, and by his sword, on all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh will be many. Those who sanctify themselves and purify themselves to go to the gardens, behind one in the midst, eating swine's flesh, and the detestable, and the mouse, they will come to an end together, says Yahweh, as for me, given their works and their thoughts, the time comes that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they will come, and will see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send such as escape of them to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles far off, that haven't heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they will declare my glory among the nations. And they will bring all your brothers out of all the nations for an oblation to Yahweh, on horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and on mules, and on dromedaries, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says Yahweh, as the sons of Israel bring their oblation in a clean vessel into the house of Yahweh. And of them I will also take for priests and for Levites, says Yahweh, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, will remain before me, says Yahweh, so will your seed and your name remain. And it will come to pass, that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh will come to worship before me, says Yahweh. And they will go forth, and look at the dead bodies of the men who have transgressed against me, for their worm will not die, neither will their fire be quenched, and they will be an abhorring to all flesh.